USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
That's crazy. That's just pure crazy for people to be paid that much for a gallon of gas.
That man saying what many of us are thinking as the AAA national average for the price of regular was up another 2 cents Thursday to $4.58 a gallon. Kansas has the lowest statewide average at $4.04 a gallon. In California, the pain won't stop. The statewide average is now up to $6.06 a gallon. Senators are calling on the FDA to address the nationwide baby formula shortage. Democrat Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin and Republican John Hoeven of North Dakota sending a letter to the FDA commissioner Thursday. They asked him to provide a detailed timeline of the agency's inspection of Abbott Laboratories in Michigan, as well as the most recent effort made to increase formula supply. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each, delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
President Biden met with the leaders of Finland and Sweden on Thursday. They both have submitted applications to join NATO and are hoping for a swift approval process. However, Turkey's president said his country will reject their applications. All members of the alliance have to approve new entries. President Biden says the two countries meet the requirements set by NATO and that the U.S. supports their admittance.
Two new NATO members in the high north will enhance the security of our alliance and deepen our security cooperation across the board.
The Senate passed a nearly $40 billion military and economic aid package to help Ukraine as Russia's unprovoked invasion continues. The bill now heads to President Biden's desk and brings America's commitment to almost $54 billion in aid to Ukraine. The accused Buffalo supermarket shooter is being held without bail. That's after he appeared in court Thursday. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Pro-abortion extremists have reportedly threatened to burn down the Supreme Court and murder justices, according to a Department of Homeland Security memo. The memo obtained by Axios reveals that law enforcement officials are investigating such threats and others, including some that target churches. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin says peaceful protesting is fine, but anything else is out of line.
The reality is, as we head into this final decision, we in Virginia are preparing to make sure that, yes, people are allowed to exercise their First Amendment right. I actually uphold the Constitution on the day that I was sworn in, so help me God. And we will protect people's rights to exercise their First Amendment rights. But we will not allow violence. We will not allow looting. Yeah. And we will make sure that the law is upheld.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. COVID cases across the country are continuing to rise. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The Center for Disease Control is sounding the alarm again. The agency claims COVID-19 cases are increasing in some sections of the United States and are warning things could get even worse in the coming months. They're asking folks in the hardest hit areas of the Northeast and Midwest to consider reissuing calls for indoor masking.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.